Chapter 28, Jeremiah. Another great prophet of the Lord, whose name you will remember, was Jeremiah. When he knew that it was the will of God that he should be a prophet to the nations, he said he was a child and could not speak. But the Lord told him not to say that, because he would send Jeremiah to be a prophet. And he was to speak to the people all that God commanded him. The Lord touched his mouth and said, I have put my words in thy mouth. So Jeremiah was sent with the words of the Lord to the nations, but especially to the kings and people of Judah. Jeremiah had to tell the people how wicked they were in forsaking the Lord and going after other gods. This was in the days of good King Josiah, and also of the wicked kings who came after him. Jeremiah told them to acknowledge how wrong they had been, and to return unto the Lord. The people were so wicked that God said even if Moses and Samuel should pray for them, he would not hear them. He said he would send the king of Babylon, whose name was Nebuchadnezzar, to fight against them and carry them away to Babylon. Because Jeremiah was faithful and told this to the king and people of Judah, they were angry with him and shut him up in a prison. After that, they cast him into a dungeon, where he sank into the mud and had nothing to eat or drink. If he had been left there, he would have died. But God remembered his servant and sent one of the king's servants with 30 men, and they drew Jeremiah out of the pit with cords made of rags and old clothes. Jeremiah also told the people that after they had been 70 years in Babylon, God would deliver them and bring them back to Jerusalem. He said that nothing was too hard for God to do, and they should be brought back to worship the Lord again in the temple. God would pardon them and receive them back again as his people. All that Jeremiah had said came to pass. Nebuchadnezzar came and took Jerusalem and carried the king and many of the people to Babylon. He set the temple on fire and carried the golden vessels away too. But after 70 years, the people were sent back to build up the temple again and to worship the true God once more. So you see, Jeremiah had to tell the people some sad messages from God, and their wickedness made him very grieved and troubled. You can read how sorrowful he was in the Lamentations of Jeremiah. The account of Jeremiah you will find, of course, in the book of the prophet Jeremiah. See if you can find the chapters where he said he was a child and could not speak, where he says that the people should be 70 years in Babylon, and where Jeremiah was saved out of the dungeon. You can read of the Jews being carried away to Babylon also in the second book of Kings, chapters 24 and 25, and in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36.